Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate October 3rd. Scientists don't know what dark matter is, but they have some ideas of what it isn't. And they took a big step in ruling out some possibilities with the release of a study last year. Dark matter produces no energy, the reason it's described as dark. But we know it's there because its gravity pulls on the visible matter around it. In fact, it appears to make up about 85% of all the matter in the universe. The leading idea says dark matter consists of some kind of subatomic particle. A top candidate is called a WIMP, a weakly interacting massive particle. Although dark matter almost never interacts with normal matter, it might occasionally do so, ramming into the nucleus of a normal atom. That would produce a tiny spark of light, which detectors might see. One experiment is a Lux Zeppelin. It's in a former gold mine, almost a mile below the town of Lead, South Dakota. The rock above it blocks other types of particles from reaching the experiment. Its detectors are inside a vat filled with about 8,000 tons of liquid xenon. The hope is that a WIMP will hit a xenon molecule and trigger that spark of light. Project scientists conducted 280 days of observations, and they didn't find any indication of WIMPs. But their test was the most sensitive yet for certain types of WIMPs, so the experiment rules out some candidate particles, narrowing the possibilities for dark matter. You can find more astronomy news in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.